The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Trying tests. The Gemara here discusses the halachic status of the Nesinim, or the descendants of the Givonim that came during the time of Yeshua ben Nun to be Megayer, and they tricked Yeshua and they claimed that they weren't from the Zion Amim, and it really ended up that they were from the nations that Klai Yisrael Mechuyiv to wipe out. So the Gemara says that it was Gzeira from the time of Moshe, from the time of Yeshua, and the Gemara says afterwards David was Geizer on the Nesinim, that they, it's Osir to marry regular Yisraelim. They were Geirin, the Geirus was considered a good Geirus. However, they're not allowed to marry regular Yisrael. That's the Halacha. And that's what the Gemara is explaining. The Mishnah, says, "Mamzerin and Nesinin, Asurin v'Isurin Yisraelim." They're never allowed to marry into Kahal Yisrael. Now, this halacha that the Gemara says that David HaMelech made Gzeiru on the Nesinin is a machloikis Rishonim over here. What does that mean? And Tosis brings that Rashi Shita in many places. That Rashi holds that the Isser for a person to marry a Nosin, a Sinim, to marry Yisraelim is only in Isser Derabon. Why? Even though there's a halacha, the Torah says Lois Tischatin Bon, you're not allowed to marry anyone member of the Zayin Amin, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that were Mechuyiv to kill them and wipe them out. Still, that halacha that you're not allowed to marry them is only Bigoyusin, is only when they are Goyim. Places Chatinbam, according to Rashi, the explanation like Toys explains Rashi, is only when they're Goyim. If they would be Megar, they're not Goyim anymore. So then the Isser, Places Chatin, would not apply. So now, what's the Isser to marry them? There would be no Isser Min HaTorah to get married. So therefore, the Gemara says, David was Gazer Aleim, and David said that now there's an Isser. So the Isser to marry Nesino is an Isser Dirabon, not an Isser Deraisa. And that was David HaMelech there. Rabbeinu Tam over here in Tosis disagrees. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the Isser, the Lav of Lois Tischatin, does not only apply be Goyusin when they're Goyim, the Lav of Lois Tischatin applies even after they're Megayim. Since the Halacha Lois Tischatin applies to a member of the Zayin Amamin, even after the Megayer, so therefore we have an Isser de Eiraisa for a regular Yisrael to marry Nesinim. Even though the Nesinim are Gerim, they're 100% Gerim, but they're not Mutter Bakal. They're not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael or a regular Yisraelis. Now, if the Isser to marry them is Nesinim de Eiraisa, so what did David do? What was David's Zeru? Says Tosfos that David's Zeru was they should be slaves, they should be Avodim. So David was Gozar Shibut, that they are Meshubit. And they are stuck, and they are Oludairi Dairis, they're Avodim. And that's the Gzeiru that David and Melech was Gezer on them. The other Rishonim, the Rajba, the Rabban over here in Machanis, also they hold like Taisus. They hold that the Isser Lois Tischatin is said to Nesinim and other Zayin Amin even after the Megayer. However, they have, there's one difference in halacha between them. Say the Ramban and the Rashba that somebody who's Megayer, one of the Zainam that's Megayer, you're not allowed to marry them. But once they marry somebody else, they marry someone who they're allowed to marry, and they have children. So those children are Yisrael and Gemurim. Those children are not Gerim. They're not from the Zainam. So the Israel Yisrael should only apply to the first generation of those who are Megayer. Therefore, it was necessary for David HaMelech to come and make a gzeiru that midi rabbon on all the successive generations of Nesinim should be usher to marry a regular Yisrael. So it comes out that there is a machloikis between Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba. What is the Isser of Lois Tischatin? The Tosfos says the Isser of Lois Tischatin that says there's an Isser for someone to marry one of the Zayin Amin, even though they are already Megayer. That Isser is passed on to all the older generations, the children and the grandchildren. They're all the Isser, they're all included in the Isser Lezischatim and Atayra. However, the Ramban and the Rashba disagree, and the Ramban and the Rashba, even though they hold that the Isser Lezischatim is even after the Megayer, but the Isser is only for the person himself who was Megayer, but not for their children, and therefore it was necessary to make Gzeira Midrabon. Now, even though we said before that the Rishonim understand in Rashi Shita that Rashi holds that the Isser to marry in the Sinim is only in Isser Rabon, because Isser Lois Yitzchate is only Biga Yusuf. And therefore, that's why Rashi says that the only Isser to marry in the Sinim today is only in Isser Rabon and Atobar was Geyser. The Yeshua says that this cannot be. Because even though we find in many places that Rashi says this, however, his Rashi is at least in two places. Rashi in Makkos Daf Yud Gimel in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph says clearly that somebody who marries in a sino is over an Issa deraisa lois hischatin bo. So we have a theory in Rashi. Rashi in some places says that the Issa to marry in a sino is only Issa derabon, and Rashi over here in Makkos in Sanhedrin says it's an Issa deraisa. How do we answer this question? So Pnei Yeshua suggests two answers. First of all, the Pnei Yeshua says it's possible. We could say there's a difference between marrying someone and being mizdana with them. There's an iser b'derech nus. There's an iser of derech asnus. So it's possible to say that even though Rashi said that there is no iser of lois hischatin on shivam that were megayir, that's only derech nus. But derech asnus, if he goes along and he marries them, could be there still is an iser. In fact, we find the Rambam himself says there's a fundamental difference in the Issa Lois Hischatin between Derech Hasnus and Derech Znus. And the Rambam says Derech Hasnus is Osir, and Derech Znus is not Osir. Could be it's Issa B'Divrei Soifim, could be it's an Issa, it's not Malkus. Al-Kuponim, there's a different level of Issa that we apply to Derech Znus and Derech Hasnus. If someone is actually marrying them, and someone who is Mizan of them and doesn't actually marry them. However, the Pnei Yeshua gives another answer. The Pnei Yeshua says that we can say, really, the Pashas in Rashi is the way the Rishonim understand Rashi. The Rashi holds that the Isser Lois Hischatin is not after the Megayer. The Isser Lois Hischatin is only before the Megayer. So, what are we going to do with the Rashi that says that the Nesinim have an Isser Lois Hischatin, Isser Deraiso Lois Hischatin, Ramai, if they're already Gerim, why isn't there an Isser? So Pnei Yeshua suggests, he says, even though it's true that according to Rashi we say that the Isser to marry them is only the Rabbonim, and David was Geyser mid the Rabbonim. David was Geyser that you're not allowed to get married. However, we don't find anywhere that Rashi or the other Rishonim say that the Isser, this that David was Geyser, he said that they are slaves, and therefore the Isser to marry them is equivalent to the Isser of marrying a Shivcha, which is an Isser of Lohiya Kodesh and Lohiya Kedesha, Isser of somebody regular Yisrael to marry a Shivcha or Eved to marry a Bas Chayr. It's not what they say. So it's possible, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, what are we going to say? We'll say like this. That really, the Nesinim were Megayer. They were Megayer when they came. They were Megayer, and the Geirus was a good Geirus. What was the Gzeirah? What was the Gzeirah that Moshe, that David made on the Nesinim? That Gzeirah was that we're not going to accept your Geirus. We're not going to say that your Geirus is considered a valid Geirus. If your Geirus is not considered a valid Geirus, so what happens now? They're not considered Geirim. If they're not considered Geirim, so they're still Goyim. If they're still Goyim, there still remains the Isser of Lois Hischatin. So it comes out that both halachas are true. This day Rashi says that the Isser for Nesinim to marry Bas Yisroel is only based on Gzeirah, because David Gazer Aleim is true. It was based on the David Gazer Aleim. But as a result of the Gzeirah that the Chachamim made, the Nesinim retained their status as the Goyim. They don't get a full fledged status of Geirim. And the children also, if they're not Geirim, their children are not Geirim. So the children also retain status as Goyim. If they all retain the status as Goyim, so therefore the Isser still remains an Isser to marry them out, the Lav of Lois Hischatin Bo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.